The battle over the next Supreme Court justice is playing out as we move into the second day of confirmation hearings. That's the focus of the Reality Check with Honolulu Civil Beat. Nick Gruby's on the line with us from Washington, D.C. Morning, Nick.
Hi, Catherine.
Well, I guess it'd be afternoon in your case. Now, hey, you dug up some really interesting information on our nominee.
Yeah, Brett Kavanaugh has a really long history, as we're finding out. During his confirmation hearing, there are a lot of documents related to his time working as a lawyer and also in previous administrations. But one thing in particular that was fascinating to me and to others from the state of Hawaii was his work on a Supreme Court case that is known there as Rice v. Cayetano. And now that decision is one that involved the Office of Hawaiian Affairs elections and whether those elections could be restricted only to Native Hawaiians. Of course, the Supreme Court ruled 7-2 that no, that was unconstitutional. And Brett Kavanaugh happened to be one of the people who argued in a friend of the court brief that it should be held unconstitutional.
So elaborate. So I know that was a big deal, that case here, and really shook things up. But so what did he write about this?
Well, in the amicus brief, the argument really was whether such a race-based classification system would be a violation of the 15th Amendment, which of course is says that the government cannot prevent a citizen from voting based solely on race, and he took his argument a step further by also writing an op-ed for the Wall Street Journal, in which he said that he described this system of elections, saying that Hawaii's naked racial spoils system, after all, makes remedial set-asides and hiring and admissions preferences look almost trivial by comparison. And if Hawaii is permitted to offer extraordinary privileges to residents on the basis of race or ethnic heritage, so will every other state. Now, those are some pretty strong words, and they seem to ring as almost anti-affirmative action, for those who are familiar with some of the arguments that are made against affirmative action.
Right, and I understand that he basically thinks that as far as Native Hawaiians, that they should be considered in the same class as American Indian tribes.
That's right. The headline on his op-ed was "Are Hawaiians Indians?" And he argued that Native Hawaiians should not be granted the same classifications as Native American tribes, saying, among other things, that Hawaiians came to the islands from Polynesia. Of course, as we know, Hawaii is a part of Polynesia. Now, U.S. Senator Mazie Hirono is expected to question Kavanaugh today on his views on Native Hawaiians, and in particular this case, Rice v. Cayetano.
Right. So the big question is, what happens? And if he gets confirmed, what happens to a lot of our programs here?
Sure. I think that's really the big question. Is if there is a case involving Native Hawaiians and or indigenous rights that goes before the Supreme Court, how will Kavanaugh vote? And now I think the concern among some legal scholars and observers is that he will not be sensitive to Native Hawaiian needs or those of other indigenous groups, because his view generally is that we are all one race.
Right, and I know we saw the big push for federal recognition as a way to kind of get around this problem.
Sure, that's right. I mean, I think when you look at the Rice v. Cayetano decision, federal recognition really became the topic du jour in the Native Hawaiian communities, because it sort of said, hey, we need to make sure that we do have this, quote, special relationship with the federal government so that we can do our own self-governance and have our own self-determination on issues that are specific to Native Hawaiians.
Right, and so Hirono, I know, says she plans to vote against Kavanaugh's confirmation, and so does Senator Brian Schatz.
That's right. The question is whether they can get any other Republicans to join them to block the confirmation.
Right. Okay. Something to track. Thanks so much, Nick.
All right. Thanks so much, Catherine.
Every day we bring you a reality check from Honolulu Civil Beat, today featuring investigative reporter Nick Ruby. To read his full story, visit civilbeat.org.